You're listening to the Mike Hosking Breakfast Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Some meaty policy being rolled out as well today. As we draw ever closer to the election, the Nats are, going to rewrite the curriculum, basically, in our schools. We all know about the declining literacy and numeracy and attendance rates. So it's back to basics, apparently. National's education spokesperson Erica Stanford with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
In very general terms, education-wise, how bad is it from your point of view?
Oh, look, things aren't great. Things are not great at all. But, you know, look, I've got a vision for the education system that, you know, we should sit back up in the top 10 countries in the world for educational achievement. You know, where kids have got every opportunity to lead the life that they want. But the reality is things are very, very bad. The current state of our education system shows us that 98% of decile one kids can't pass a basic numeracy and literacy test at age 15. By the end of year 8, half of our kids in any subject, bar reading, which is only just over half, are not at curriculum. But we've got to be ambitious. It's too important to ignore, to close that equality gap. We have to focus on the key parts of the education system that are going wrong.
Is this rewrite coming today? Is this for primary or senior or both?
We're talking about primary school, primary and intermediate curriculum.
So which, you start them off well, they'll go on to do better in later life, is your argument?
Well, that's exactly right. The one thing that I hear from principals around the country who are high school principals say to me, Erica, the standard that we get each year in educational attainment of each child is dropping year on year to a point where we're having to teach kids how to read and do basic math. That's not our job. So I want to make sure that kids who are entering high school are at curriculum so that they can unlock all of the opportunities at high school.
Explain to me, I'm a dad of 5 and I've seen them all go through school. My youngest is still at the end of her schooling. They've all done okay, which is not to skite. It's simply to say my observation of education is if you want to do well, you can. So why aren't they?
But there's a number of key problems in the education system. I mean, the first thing that we talked about yesterday was the curriculum and the lack of guidance. About 23 years ago, we moved away from a knowledge-based, rich curriculum that clearly signposted to teachers what they needed to teach and when, to this loose document that leaves everything to chance. It should be the case that no matter where your child is at school, from Kaitaia to Blasdow Learning, the same thing every year, those core content knowledge that is non-negotiable. We don't have that at the moment. We leave it to chance and we're slipping further and further behind.
How much of it's the teaching of that and what you've just outlined versus the kid who doesn't go to school? In other words, truancy.
Oh, look, those two are, of course, inextricably linked. But I would argue that given the statistics that half of our kids are not at curriculum by the end of year 8, that one of the largest things that no one talks about that is driving kids not going to school is that they don't feel confident in their abilities. They know they're not achieving. They know they can't read and write or do math. So why would they continue to keep turning up every day at high school when they feel like that? It's just human nature. But if we can turn this around early enough and give kids confidence in their abilities, they will show up to school.
Appreciate your time. Erica Stanford out of the National Party this morning.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.